Kate, any question? So everybody knows where we are. We stopped last time in the middle of a very long, long paragraph. The title of the paragraph was talking about something which we haven't arrived yet. Rumi style. We heard the story of a sick fellow. And in this paragraph, we are going to realize what was the problem with that sick fellow. Why was he sick? But before arriving there, Rumi talked about something else very strongly. First of all, he appreciated the pain, the suffering and all that, if it will bring you the messenger, the message. Means when you look at us and we say pain is good, you think that we're silly? Because it looks silly to ask for pain. But we're talking about something else here. We're not talking about general idea. We're talking about very, very special stuff. Do you remember what is the stuff? The story before this was the bear, trusting the bear, trusting the illusion of comfort and all that. He writes for something else. And we know how this story is going to end. That's the trick. We have always to know the story, not to be involved too much with the story, to go beyond it. Remember, he told us that the story is like a plate, a ball, and there is something in it. That's what they mean. We'll come back to that. Anyhow, we know this story is this fellow was begging for something which he cannot handle yet. He wants to have the difficulties of a judgment day to day. This is what the sickness is. We'll arrive there, we'll talk about it. But Rumi started to say, okay, this fellow, first of all, let me tell you that one of the basics of this we that we always talk about and we say the meaning is there is not the logical relationship only. Logical relationship, you understand. You understand you are a part of this universe. You understand that you are a part of society. And you understand that your environment is this. But that's not the only stuff we're talking about. Here we're talking about beyond the logic. Which is what? What is beyond the logic? Feeling, passion. Passion is beyond the logic. There is no logic in it. No logical explanation will let someone know it is by experience. And passion, that's what we're talking about. Kindness, love. And this should be in you towards this we. Now that you're not that big we yet, it should be extended to the fellow travelers. Visit them. Have passion for them. Because this is a passion that you are experiencing, not them. This passion will change. So the first thing was about visiting the friend. Then he extended it to another paragraph. He said, by this I mean the final goal, you remember, was to find these exceptional fellows and to get connected. That was it. Like in logical way, you look for intellectual fellows to connect with, to increase your knowledge and all that. Here is the same. and we even involve the heart in it. God asked Moses, why didn't you come to visit me? And at the end he said, if you want to sit with these exceptional fellows, you should start with the fellow travelers. If you disconnect yourself from these sources, you're lost. And he told us about the way you could get lost by being isolated. The gardener and the thieves, remember? Isolation. If you separate yourself from the others, you will get lost. This is the essence of what we are talking about. Then he came back a short paragraph to say, listen, I should repeat, when you disconnect from these sources, you get lost. Let me tell you like this. When the fellow travelers are not around, when your friend are not around, you get disturbed and unhappy. How come that the absence of the king will not make you unhappy? That's the main stuff. Then we talked about even Mi'raj, going to the highest level, and said, always the goal is that visit. The rest is the side effect for us. So that connection is what we aim. When we open a window, what are you looking for? Because here we always say you have to be able to open a window. Do you remember that? Because from heart to heart there is a window. There is a passage. And you have to open that. What it means opening that? Of course, opening your heart will do this, will bring that, but that's not what we mean. We open the window just to hear that call to him. I said, when you have windows, the light will come in. Yes, you have the view and all that stuff, but you have to build that window just to listen to that call. Because that call is what we are looking for. That call is real, the message, the Savior. So be attentive to that. Then we arrive to this paragraph. This paragraph is started with the use of all pain and suffering. When you suffer, when you have pain, you're not happy, you don't like it. You will realize it when the fruit will be there, which means the message will come to you. Therefore, accept the pain and the difficulty and the challenge, because this is what the process is. The process starts from a point and will go to the other side of the coin. You start from one point to go where? To that point? No. Another point. So, if you want to go above, start from below. If you want to have the fruit, you have to be patient. Accompany the sorrow and deal with the fear. Why? Because of the fruit. Let's go back to that consulting. Do you remember in book one, was it? Consult with the others, talk to the others. Of course, we said you don't have to reveal everything, but get the ideas and all that. Here, he changed it. He went to a detail and said, consult with the people. And if the people are not around, the women are around, the children, consult with them, but when they say, do the opposite. Means, of course, it's impossible for you to have always someone there, but you have this and you know who is this. Because the main thing of this book, book two, is to understand what really ego is. Because that's the one you have to challenge with. That's the enemy. And a very complicated enemy. Although in a way it's very simple, the goal is survival and remaining here and all that, but it's a complicated stuff because all the animal instinct is here in all animals, even in me. So there's full of animals here. I have to deal with them one by one, little by little, tame some of them, jail some of them, yes, control some of them. This is what it is. Therefore, remember, whatever these logical stuff is talking about, in this path, we told you this, that this fellow in you doesn't like the path. He is the enemy of the path. Do you remember? Go back to the beginning of the book, first paragraph. He said, this donkey is the enemy of the path and it's in love with the grass. Whenever you leave him, he wants to go and eat. That's what it is. This is full of desire here. Here is a remember. Because we are talking about another kind of understanding. We call the second one Ava as well, because it's another kind of intelligence. And this one has some special rules. First of all, the real Ava, real consciousness, will feed upon the consciousness of your surrounding. So if you are sitting with the people of good consciousness, you will be changed. They influence you. Because this is how it is. It leaks the same way that ego will do. Because if you associate with a lot of selfish people, you will become selfish. That's what it is. We talked about it. So, in this consulting, even when your logic is talking about you praying and doing good stuff, even then you should doubt it. Because the business of your ego is tricking you. This is where we left it last time. Who is the guilty party tonight? How about you? Yes. To start from 022463.
Can you give me a word to start on? Because my numbers are different.
Yes. If she bid you pray and fast, the fleshly soul or nafs is great plotter.
If she bid you pray and fast, the nafs is a great plotter. She will bring some plot against you to birth. Counsel with your nafs concerning actions. Whatsoever she tells, the reverse of that.